This morning, America's First News starts right after this. When shopping for car insurance, consider this. GEICO has been saving people money on car insurance for over 75 years. So if you're serious about savings, it's simple. Go to geico.com. After 75 years, they know how to save you money.
From Compass Media Networks, this is America's First News. This morning with your host, Gordon Deal.
Exhaling in North Carolina. Good morning, I'm Gordon Deal, along with Jennifer Koschenka. It is Friday, September 23rd. Welcome aboard. Here's what we have for you this hour.
A third night of demonstrations was fairly calm last evening in Charlotte, thanks in part to a curfew. Meanwhile, protesters want a video released to help explain why police shot and killed a man.
Authorities in Oklahoma have charged a Tulsa police officer with first-degree manslaughter for killing an unarmed man last week.
Yahoo says half a billion accounts have been compromised by hackers. Hear the information exposed and find out what you should do if you're a Yahoo customer.
And where do the presidential candidates stand on health care policy?
Hillary Clinton wants to expand Obamacare. Donald Trump wants to do away with it. He calls it a disaster and a big lie. And there's probably no more polarizing issue in this race than this one.
Doug Harbrecht at Kiplinger takes us through the basics of the health care policies of Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. He's here in about 20 minutes. Well, a largely peaceful night of demonstrations in Charlotte after a curfew was enacted and the National Guard showed up. Protesters last night demanded that police release video that could explain why a man was fatally shot by law enforcement. They chanted, "Whose streets? Our streets." The family of 43-year-old Keith Scott, meanwhile, was shown the footage yesterday and want it made public. So far, police have resisted releasing dash cam and body camera footage, saying it could undermine the investigation. Charlotte Mecklenburg Police Chief Kerr Putney.
What I can tell you is it confirms what we said we were hearing from the people we were talking to initially. And that rendition of what I said is quite supported.
Police have said Mr. Scott, who was black, was shot to death Tuesday by a black officer after he disregarded repeated warnings to drop his gun. Neighbors claim he was holding a book. Police say a gun was found. No book. Meanwhile, the police officer who fatally shot an unarmed man in Tulsa, Oklahoma, has been charged with first-degree manslaughter. The incident was caught on two widely circulated police videos. Tulsa County District Attorney Steve Kunzweiler yesterday announced the charges against police officer Betty Shelby.
In the matter of the death of Terrence Crutcher, I determined that the filing of the felony crime of manslaughter in the first degree against Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby is warranted.
The announcement comes just 6 days after the fatal shooting of 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher. Video shows Mr. Crutcher walking toward his car with his arms raised and then placing his hands on the top of the car. Just after the view of the man is blocked, shots ring out and he falls to the ground. DeMario Solomon Simmons is the family attorney.
We knew that if TPD did their job and presented the evidence fairly and transparently to the DA's office, Kunzweiler's office, Steve Kunzweiler's office, that it was readily apparent that Officer Shelby had to be charged because a crime had been committed.
An attorney for Ms. Shelby has said that she believed Mr. Crutcher posed a threat by reaching into his SUV window. The police department said Mr. Crutcher was not armed and did not have a weapon in his vehicle. Let's get some analysis now from New York criminal defense attorney David Schwartz, who's with us live this morning. David, your take on these charges in Tulsa?
Well, I think it's a tragedy all around. Obviously, there was a death here. There was a homicide. It seems to be excessive force, unjustifiable, that on the one hand, and there has to be penalties. On the other hand, we're living in an age now where we're playing Monday morning quarterback on police actions. And it's a very scary, slippery slope. Police officers have a very tough job every single day. And the split-second decision on whether or not to use force or not is not a decision that most people would want to make. However,
right,
certainly Shelby needs to be punished. I think the big issue here is lack of training. It just seems that there is a lack of training out there and these and police officers need to be trained thoroughly in these situations, or that she just panicked, you know, and that may be also. So there's a lot of things brewing here in this case.
All right, so if in Tulsa here, now this incident happened last Friday. The charges against the police officer, Betty Shelby, were announced yesterday, just 6 days afterwards. Is that soon?
No. In a case, you know, in a police case, usually there's a lot more analysis. But in most cases, in over 90, you know, most cases where there's a death, where there's some sort of homicide, usually you're dealing with grand jury issues of keeping a defendant in jail. And in New York, you have to indict in 6 days or else the defendant is then ROR'd. Obviously, in this case, we don't have that problem. But it's not too soon. You know, the facts are what the facts are. The certainly the DA analyzed that video, and according to that video, the victim's arms were in the air, and it seems to be an unjustifiable shooting. But there are defenses also that he was trying to reach inside into the car. So these facts have to be shed out.
All right. So you touched on a little bit, but why no grand jury here?
Well, there are multiple ways to get an indictment. So you can impanel a grand jury, which is what we do in New York mostly, or you could just have a preliminary hearing, which is what happened here in this case. And in this case, it's fairly common and easy to get an indictment against somebody. So the 6 days doesn't surprise me that much. There's not much scientific evidence. There's, you know, it's pretty clear. Who did the shooting. So it's not a hard case to bring to an indictment.
We're speaking live this morning with David Schwartz, New York criminal defense attorney. He's giving us some analysis of what happened in Tulsa, Oklahoma, where police officer Betty Shelby has been charged with first-degree manslaughter. The role of the videos here, comparing Tulsa to, say, what happened in Charlotte, North Carolina. Charlotte police don't seem willing to release the video right now, but this was fairly widely circulated when it came to Tulsa. Why the difference?
Yeah, well, I think that's the reason why there are probably not these massive protests in Tulsa. It seems that the police department and law enforcement officials in the DA's office have been pretty upfront with the citizens of Tulsa as to what happened. The mayor came out and said it was very disturbing. So the way they handled it was in a very open manner, and I think you see the results. In Charlotte, they at least the appearance is that they're hiding the evidence, which in a case like this, in this day and age, you just can't do that. Although, you know, as you're investigating a case, you don't necessarily want to announce to the world all your evidence, yeah. And includes your video evidence. So, right. You know, textbook approach, they're not doing anything wrong in Charlotte. It's just in this day and age that we live in, the people demand to see it for themselves.
All right, this video in Tulsa, there's like a quick blockage of the video before right. Before the shots happen and Mr. Crutcher falls to the ground. Could that be an opening for the defense attorney to say something happened there to lead Officer Shelby to fire her weapon?
Absolutely. So there are many defenses in this case. Certainly the split second decision making of a police officer, the fact that we were blocked, if the police officer is in fear of her life or is in fear that a crime is about to take place or even in fear that he is reaching for a gun, certainly there at that point it's a justifiable shooting. If Crutcher was not obeying the police to get on the ground, which it appears that he wasn't. If it appears that he was under the influence of some sort of drug and is acting erratically, which there was some commentary about, certainly there's going to be there will be many factual defenses when it comes to whether or not this was a justifiable or an unjustifiable shooting. So a police officer will always have defenses in a case like this where there's a split-second shooting.
Yeah. Excellent. Hey, thanks for a few minutes. Nice talking to you this morning. David Schwartz, New York criminal defense attorney, with us live this morning. It's 15 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from, and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning. 20 minutes after the hour on This Morning, Jennifer Koschenka is here with more of America's First News.
In a third night of protests over a fatal police shooting in Charlotte gave way to quiet streets early today after the city's mayor enacted a curfew and members of the National Guard arrived to guard the city's business district. The largely peaceful demonstrators called on police to release video that could resolve wildly different accounts of the shooting this week of a black man. The family of Keith Scott was shown the footage yesterday of his fatal shooting and demanded that police release it to the public. The Tulsa police officer who fatally shot a motorist has been charged with first-degree manslaughter. Prosecutors accuse Officer Betty Shelby of reacting unreasonably when she shot 40-year-old Terrence Crutcher last Saturday. Demaria Solemn Simmons is the Crutcher family attorney.
It is important that we remember Terrence's legacy. It's important we remember what we are as Americans. It's important we understand that everybody has a constitutional right to be treated with dignity and not to be considered a bad dude just because of the way they look.
Crutcher's twin sister says her family is relieved the charges have been brought against the officer, but she says they want a conviction. The father of the man charged with setting off bombs in New York and New Jersey says he informed the FBI in 2014 about his son's apparent radicalization. Speaking to the AP by phone early this morning, Mohammed Rahami says his son underwent a personality shift after visiting Afghanistan and Pakistan in 2013. He says after that trip, his son's mind was not the same and that he had become bad. About 60 homes in the northeast Iowa town of Green are in waist-deep floodwaters from the Shell Rock River as people in the towns of Clarksville and Shell Rock fill sandbags in preparation for the river's crest there today. Meanwhile, a body was found in a home after a mudslide in Wisconsin. And the Millennium Tower, opened in 2009 as the city's tallest residential structure, has a new name, the Leaning Tower of San Francisco. According to a lawsuit filed by residents, the 58-story building has sunk about 16 inches into the ground and is tilting slightly northwest. The suit, which claims the value of residence units is sinking along with the building, claims that the building is slumping unevenly due in part to a defective foundation.
Oh, man.
That sounds like a big problem for a lot of people.
How about waking up to that news?
Yeah, that's not good.
The building is leaning and sinking.
Yep.
Jeez. Thank you, Jen. 23 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us. Time now for a personal finance update, and it's brought to you by TIAA. Discover what makes us a different kind of financial partner at the new TIAA.org. There's been a lot of talk lately, as you know, about the health of leading presidential candidates Hillary Clinton and Donald Trump. But where do they stand on the issue of health care for you and me? We're joined now by Doug Harbrecht, editor at Kiplinger. He's been examining the plans of both. Doug, give us a couple of summaries here.
In short, Hillary Clinton wants to expand Obamacare. Donald Trump wants to do away with it. He calls it a disaster and a big lie. And there's probably no more polarizing issue in this race than this one.
Let's start with Mrs. Clinton. When it comes to expanding Obamacare, what does she want to do?
Well, she wants to build on the president's landmark law by seeking to lower out-of-pocket and prescription drug costs. And she tried to make premiums more affordable. She backs a tax credit of up to $5,000 per family to cover costs exceeding 5% of your household income. She also wants to cap Obamacare premiums to no more than 8.5% of total household income. This will be a major expansion of Obamacare.
What about the position on illegal immigrants?
That's an interesting wrinkle. She would expand access regardless of your immigration status. Of course, we all know about where Donald Trump stands on the immigration issue. He wants to build a wall. She would make it easier for immigrants to the United States to be able to enroll in health care plans.
We're speaking with Kiplinger editor Doug Harbrecht. So let's turn to Mr. Trump now. Where does he stand? Obviously, he does not want to deal with Obamacare anymore. What does he want instead?
He wants to allow individuals to shop for private Medicare, to shop for private medical coverage across state lines in an effort to encourage competition, drive down costs. He also wants to let consumers fully deduct health care premiums for their tax returns and expanding the use of tax-exempt health savings accounts. These HSAs, they accumulate tax-free contributions, and they could also become part of an individual's estate, the estate that they pass on to their heirs.
How does this differ from what we had before Obamacare?
Well, it's a little more flexibility. One other thing that Trump talks about is expanding it across state lines, that you would be able to buy health care plans in companies across state lines. It's an expansion of the private system that existed before Obamacare. But the issue before Obamacare came along was the number of people who did not have coverage, and also the whole issue of an existing condition, which Obamacare has made that healthcare companies can't turn you down for having an existing condition.
Thanks, Doug. Doug Harbrecht, editor at Kiplinger. 30 minutes now after the hour on This Morning, America's First News. If you're looking to grow or relocate your business, there are three numbers you should know. 10, 2000, and 6. 10 stands for Michigan being one of America's top 10 states for business. 2,000 is the number of burdensome regulations Michigan has eliminated in the last 5 years. And 6 stands for Michigan's rank for best entrepreneurial climates. All those numbers add up to the one state that has all that and more. Michigan. Go to MichiganBusiness.org to learn more. That's MichiganBusiness.org to learn more.
In business, risks and rewards come with every decision, like moving to the cloud with Office 365. While its benefits include anywhere access and lower costs, cyber threats and user errors can quickly wipe out data and the money you save. Barracuda Essentials for Office 365 provide an added layer of security and functionality for threat protection, email migration, data recovery, and quality of service. Move securely to Office 365. Visit barracuda.com/essentials to learn more.
America's First News is online all the time. Follow us on Twitter at This Morning Show, like us on Facebook, or send us an email, thismorning@compassmedianetworks.com.
Thanks for being with us. It is Friday, September 23. Gordon Deal with Jennifer Koschenka. Some of our top stories and headlines. Relative calm returns to Charlotte. A Tulsa cop charged with manslaughter for the death of an unarmed man. Power slowly returning to Puerto Rico. Yahoo says 500 million accounts have been hacked. A picture of the First Lady's passport has been leaked online. Wall Street Journal says a Palestinian teacher speaking at a Clinton Global Initiative dinner has a husband convicted of taking part in a deadly terror attack. In sports, even with a third-string quarterback, Patriots embarrassed the Texans, and what the Orioles gave to slugger David Ortiz. That story in about 20 minutes. Well, Yahoo says an estimated 500 million users have had their information stolen. The breach included names, email addresses, telephone numbers, dates of birth, and encrypted passwords, but not credit card data. The recommendation is that you change your Yahoo password if you have not done so since 2014. More now from Sean Tuma, an attorney from the Dallas-Fort Worth area who specializes in cybersecurity and data protection. He's with us live this morning. Sean, what do you think this means for Yahoo customers?
They are going to get a lot of phishing emails. They're going to get a lot of calls and a lot of contacts, and they're going to have a lot of worry and fear for quite some time.
All right. What takes so long? This happened in 2014, apparently.
Yeah, this is really – the timing of this is interesting. You know, normally we say it after a data breach, it usually takes up to 6 months, sometimes a year or longer for companies to discover a breach. But to put this in perspective, this happened around the same time that the Sony breach happened when their company was shut down. And No one really knows why it took so long, but for this to have stayed secret for this length of time and now all of a sudden come out is quite interesting.
You know, I was saying last hour when we did the story, I just kind of wonder what those meetings are like with the, I don't know, say the CEO or the chief information officer discussing 500 million hacked accounts in their conference room. What are you going to say? Let's sit on this and hope it doesn't get out? I mean, what's the thought process there?
Well, part of it is, Gordon, is maybe they did not know until more recently. This could have been a situation where they didn't learn about it themselves until maybe this past summer. And then, you know, they would then notify law enforcement. But another part is law enforcement will often ask companies not to disclose information while they're conducting an investigation because they're trying to find out who did it. But the simple point is those meetings would be very tense. I can guarantee you that.
But this isn't the first time we've seen these delays, like, you know, MySpace, right? That happened. That was a couple of years before we learned of it or before they learned of it, perhaps.
Yeah, a lot of times they don't even know that they've had a breach until much, much later.
Man. So is this your experience? Somebody said this to me one time, and I always bring it up because it's a fascinating statement. Somebody said there are two types of companies in this world, ones that have been hacked and ones that don't know it.
That is exactly right. They've all had some sort of a breach at some level. The question is it serious? Is it catastrophic? Or is it some little minor thing they can deal with? But everybody's going to deal with it.
We're speaking with Sean Tuma, an attorney from the Dallas-Fort Worth area. He specializes in cybersecurity and data protection. He's with us live this morning, giving us a little analysis of what happened at Yahoo with these 500 million breached accounts. So this is one of those things, Sean, right? Let's say I'm a Yahoo customer. I got a nice 20-character password that involves capital letters, numbers, you know, the percent sign, the dollar sign, all that other stuff. None of that mattered.
None of it mattered because those passwords are stored in a database so that they can be matched whenever you input your own password. And that database is what has been stolen. Now, the passwords, at least most of them, they say were encrypted. The problem is sometimes those encryption algorithms can be broken as well.
Oh,
so this is why you are never supposed to use the same password on multiple sites.
Yeah. So what do we do now? How do we protect ourselves now?
You know, the best way to protect yourself is use good, strong passwords. Change them on a regular basis. Do not use the same password across multiple devices or accounts. And really, just be cognizant of the information that you put on the internet, because when you put something out there, it certainly increases the likelihood that it could be exposed.
Yeah. Does the government need to take some sort of different role here, or is this just best left to the private sector?
I think the government's pushing in a lot of ways to encourage businesses and individuals to do what they can. I don't really know what the government can do at this point to make us more secure. It's just a fact of life, and the government has its own issues with security also.
Very good. Hey, thanks for spending a few minutes this morning. Much appreciated. Sean Tuma, an attorney from the Dallas-Fort Worth area, with us live this morning. It's 20 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News. Thanks for being with us on this Friday. Time now for our weekly look at what we've been searching for the most online in the past few days. We're joined by Google Trends expert Nina Tyler. Good morning, Nina. Where do we begin?
Good morning, Gordon. Well, we're beginning right here in New York. You know, last Saturday, I think the entire nation really was holding its breath, you know, after hearing the news of the bombing in New York and the manhunt that followed. You know, some of the top questions that we saw, you know, relating to pressure cooker, people wanting to know what is a pressure cooker bomb.
Right.
Some of the other trending questions, people wanting to know more about the situation, wanting to know, you know, how many people were injured in the New York bombing. You know, what time did it go off? You know, so lots of questions there, people wanting all of the major details.
All right, New York City, obviously not the only city making news this past week. Charlotte and Tulsa, too.
That's right. Charlotte and Tulsa, lots of people, looking for the two shootings that occurred there. They've set off a wave of protests and riots after two men were involved in, police shootings. And so there's been a lot happening. Tulsa police officer Betty Shelby, she was charged with felony manslaughter in the first degree recently. And in North Carolina, lots of people urging police to release the video. So lots of interest there, and we'll continue to keep our eye on it.
On the opposite end of the spectrum, a lot of folks want to know about Angelina Jolie and Brad Pitt for some reason.
Yeah, it wasn't just hard news making news this week. It was also celebrity news. Jaws really dropped when Angelina Jolie, seemingly out of nowhere, we haven't really heard of turmoil in their marriage recently, seemingly out of nowhere, filed for divorce from Brad Pitt after, 2 years of marriage and 12 years together. They have 6 kids. And there have also been accusations, no one knows if they're true or not, of, possibly being verbally abusive. Brad Pitt to the kids. So people wanting to know more about that, wanting to know if it's grounded in fact, wanting to know why they're divorcing, if there was another person involved in their relationship. Mm-hmm. There have been some rumors there about one of his co-stars.
Yeah, certainly one of my top searches. We're speaking live this morning with Google Trends expert Nina Tyler, talking about what we've been searching for the past few days online. Let me play this clip from First Lady Michelle Obama.
Well, no, I'm glad you asked that. let me just answer that in 3 points. One, and then 1A, and then 1A and B. And Sasha and I are like, oh.
Doing her impression of the President Barack Obama.
I think if your spouse can't get you dead on, who else can? That's First Lady Michelle Obama on The Late Show with Stephen Colbert. And, she reflected on her time, what it's been like to live in the White House. But in that very funny moment that we just heard, she also did a spot-on impression of her husband. And this video, it has already nearly 2.5 million views and counting. It's just really funny. And everyone loves to see, her personality come out, in these Late Show appearances. So it's always a fun time.
All right, first day of fall, also a popular search. The Emmy Awards. I was glad to see you guys, by the way, did not invent a search category like that Peruvian opera singer you threw on me last week.
I hope you listened to some of her music,
no,
Gordon.
No, you invented that. You invented that search. Thank you, Nina. Appreciate a few minutes. Nina Tyler, Google Trends expert with us live this morning. 13 minutes now in front of the hour on This Morning, America's First News.
Whether traveling or working remotely, we know your PC is your business headquarters. And when work takes you on the go, you need a laptop that can keep up. Dell's XPS 13 empowers small business owners to collaborate anywhere with incredible battery life and powerful performance. Reduce downtime by 50% and boost productivity with 4 times faster performance when you refresh to new Dell PCs featuring Intel Core processors. Explore the XPS 13 at Dell.com/radio.
8 minutes in front of the hour on This Morning. Jennifer Koshenka is back with more of America's First News.
Gordon, protesters in Charlotte are putting pressure on police to release a video of Tuesday's fatal shooting of a black man by police. For a third night, demonstrators massed on Charlotte streets, but last night lacked the violence and property damage of previous nights. President Obama condemned the violence in an ABC interview.
The overwhelming majority of people who've been concerned about police-community relations doing it the right way. Every once in a while, you see folks doing it the wrong way.
The mayor enacted a midnight curfew after rioters Wednesday night sent fires, smashed windows of downtown buildings, and attacked reporters and others. The white police officer who shot and killed an unarmed black motorist a week ago in Tulsa is being charged with first-degree manslaughter. Prosecutors allege that Officer Betty Shelby reacted unreasonably when she shot Terrence Crutcher on September 16th. Tiffany Crutcher is Terrence's twin sister.
The chain breaks here. We're going to break the chains of injustice. We're going to break the chains of police brutality.
Yes, yes, yes.
The chain breaks here right in Tulsa, Oklahoma.
Shelby faces between 4 years and life in prison if convicted. With prospects plummeting to revive an all but dead Syria ceasefire, the U.S. and Russia have grudgingly agreed to another round of talks to keep hopes alive. Secretary of State John Kerry and Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov say they will meet again today in a bid to find a way forward. But frustration over recent developments, including the Syrian military military's announcement of a new offensive in Aleppo suggests chances are slim for success. Computer hackers swiped personal information from at least 500 million Yahoo accounts in what's believed to be the biggest digital break-in at an email provider. The massive security breakdown disclosed yesterday poses new headaches for Yahoo as it scrambles to close a $4.8 billion sale to Verizon Communication. And binge watching your favorite show may soon become more difficult as Netflix moves toward its goal of creating half of its content that it offers. This year, Netflix will produce 31 series with 600 hours of original programming, up from 450 last year. The new programming may come at the expense of older second-run TV favorites.
Whoops. All right. Thank you, Jen. 6 minutes now in front of the hour. Thanks for being with us. Good Friday to you. Who could forget the time Red Sox slugger David Ortiz took out his frustrations by smashing a dugout phone to smithereens 3 years ago in Baltimore? Well, the Orioles didn't forget, and last night they actually presented that badly battered phone to Big Poppy as part of his farewell retirement tour. The Orioles claim it's the exact, authenticated visitor's dugout phone that Ortiz demolished, sending colleagues in the dugout ducking for cover. Orioles outfielder Adam Jones, one of Ortiz's good friends, gave him the gift during a pregame ceremony. The Orioles, by the way, also presented a $10,000 check to the World Pediatric Project in Ortiz's name. The organization helps critically ill children in his homeland of the Dominican Republic. For Jennifer Koshenka, I'm Gordon Deal. Thanks for listening to This Morning, America's First News. Need a website? Why not do it yourself with Wix.com? No matter what business you're in, Wix.com has something for you. Used by more than 84 million people worldwide, Wix.com makes it easy to get your website live today. You need to get the word out about your business. It all starts with a stunning website. With hundreds of designer-made, customizable templates to choose from and the drag-and-drop editor, there is no coding needed. You don't need to be a programmer or designer to create something beautiful. You can do it yourself with Wix.com. Wix.com empowers business owners to create their own professional websites every day. When you're running your own business, you're bound to be busy. Too busy. Too busy worrying about your budget. Too busy scheduling appointments. Too busy to build a website for your business. And because you're too busy, it has to be easy. And that's where Wix.com comes in. With Wix.com, it's easy and free. Go to Wix.com to create your own website today. The result is stunning.